This is WKSU News. I'm M.L. Schultze. A Northeast Ohio family has filed a class action lawsuit against university hospitals, where officials estimate about 2,000 frozen eggs and embryos may have been damaged by a storage tank malfunction. Amber and Elliot Ash of Bay Village say they had two embryos stored at UH's suburban facility clinic after Elliot's cancer diagnosis in 2003. The couple has a two-year-old son conceived through in vitro fertilization and hope to bring him a genetic sibling. The couple says their embryos are no longer viable. The hospital issued an apology after the unexplained malfunction caused temperatures inside the storage tank to rise. Meanwhile, Republic Steel plans to restart its steel plant in Lorain, which could restore more than 1,000 jobs. The company, which is based in Canton but owned by a Mexican multinational group, is crediting President Donald Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The Lorain operation has been idled since 2016. Governor John Kasich and the head of Jobs Ohio is expected to announce this afternoon a new international partner in a $6 billion ethane cracker in Southeast Ohio. 2 years ago, Kasich joined PTT Global Chemical in announcing plans to spend at least $100 million to design and engineer the chemical plant. PTT Global Chemical is a Thailand-based company. State Auditor Dave Yost has issued 321 citations to nearly 270 local governments, police departments, and schools in 2017 for violating public records requirements. Yost said more than 5% of the 4,800 audits he did last year included governments not complying with the public records law. About 1,000 gun rights advocates gathered at the State House over the weekend to protest moves towards some gun control. Organizers said the protest was set up to challenge moves in Ohio and elsewhere to raise the age limit to buy assault-style weapons, tighten background checks, and implement other restrictions on guns, ammunition, and accessories. Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor, who is running for governor, addressed the crowd. On March 24th, gun control advocates plan to hold events across the country, including throughout Northeast Ohio, called the March for Our Lives. Ohio lawmakers are considering a $115 million plan to help counties buy new voting machines. Plain Dealer reports Senator Frank LaRose, a Hudson Republican, presented his proposal last week. Lawmakers agree new machines are needed before the 2020 election, yet funding for the overhaul remains an issue. A Columbus restaurant says someone stole nearly all of the donations it was collecting for the families of two Westerville police officers who were killed while responding to a domestic violence call last month. A surveillance video at Joe's Pub and Grill shows a woman apparently taking the money to spend on nearby lottery machines. The box had a couple hundred dollars in it.